Hey, you boy, with the bebop glasses and the suede shoes. Come here.
But officer, I ain't done nothing. Close that door. Hey, let me out of here.
Yes, another case of walking while black. You can't do that.
Can't do that.
Yes, Golly Gosh OG, kind of a different episode today. I think we're trying to find some records that, I should say, appreciate the fights currently happening in the U.S.
Somehow be a part of the protest or the fight.
Far away from there, yeah. But still in the middle of it, because this is, you know, of course, it's not a local phenomenon. Yeah. It's a thing that affects all of us.
And I actually moved here from Minneapolis. I lived there for 2 or 3 years. Mm-hmm. And so I have a lot of friends out there in the streets. And a few have gotten hurt pretty bad. And so it's been a hard week to be so far away and not be able to be there.
It was just, when was that? Sunday, when you called me in the morning crying.
Friday.
pictures of, what was it, broken skull and...
Yeah, my friend Norman was hit with a rubber bullet in the head, has bleeding in the brain and a fractured skull and broken wrist. He's okay now. He's back at home, thank God. And but it was scary times out there. And now it's spread to Seattle, where I also lived with lots of friends on the streets, and Dallas. So in LA, spent a lot of time there. So it's kind of hard to be so far away with so many friends
out there
in the midst of everything, and me being in little safe old Germany here with my white privileged self.
we can't do much here but to just, you know, empower you in whichever way, I don't know. And we found a few records. I guess you all know that music from the time we play music.
50s and 60s.
That was much. If you wanted to be a successful artist, you better play some love songs or anything. And so a few of them actually had some message, and even if it was just a little funny, there is a little source of let's call it activist music. I don't know. One record we found that's really good, and that's really
it's pretty tough. Every time I hear this one, the hair on my arms just stands up, and I get tears in my eyes. So it's pretty great, especially for this time. For someone to write this is pretty ballsy.
Well, that's early 60s. I think that was also in the pre-Martin Luther King time. It's a white rock. It's a
Gate Man.
The Gate Man, a folk band, and they played a song about the Klan.
Yeah, listen to the lyrics here, because
it's pretty tough. Somehow it doesn't play. Why doesn't it?
Things wrong.
Tree side was cold and still. The countryside was cold and still. There burned a cross on every hill. Each cross wore a burning hood to hide its rotten core of wood. Mother, I hear the iron sound. Hoof beats on the frozen ground. Out of the night those riders came. God, it was a crying shame. See the blood upon their whips and hear the snarling of their lips. Sister, I feel a stabbing pain. Blood comes down like summer rain. Each one wore a mask of white to hide his cruel face from sight, and each one sucked a little breath out of the empty lungs of death. Father, lift up my aching head. It's not easy to be dead. Now he who travels with a clan, he is a monster and not a man. For underneath that white disguise, I have peered into.
Your heart like mine.
The Clovers. I really love The Clovers.
The Gossip Wheel.
I played that for one reason, because all we can do from here is read news and be in contact with people. But I think there's a lot of things going on that are hard to explain from at this point. I do absolutely support the empowerment, the riots that are happening, but there's also stupid things happening that make no sense. And I think it's going to be like a media war now. Everybody's trying to...
There's a lot of censorship going on as well.
Yeah, I mean, they are...
They're blocking a lot of posts people are putting.
I mean, journalists are being arrested and all those kind of things. That is really... I mean, when I tell you
what's
about
real
those things...
And what's
by the way, we're talking about a third world country that's like an evolving, not yet grown up democracy. No, we're talking about the United States of America. Land of the brave, home of the free.
Oh, God.
And yeah, there we go. And we have a record for you prepared that we found it. We didn't know we have that. It's going to be the last record for the nine. You're going to love that.
Yes.
It's for the beloved president. Is he done making America great again yet? Is he done yet?
I sure hope so. It can't get, can it get, if it gets worse, then what's the point?
Yeah.
Oh, man. The next one I'm going to play is actually... It's a cute record. There's a cute little picture of the guy on it. Slim O'Banion.
Bannon.
Slim O'Banion. I wash my hands in muddy water. So let's...
And Slim O'Banion has nothing to do with Steve Bannon. we play this because that's one of the very, very few black country artists. He played a cover version of Washed My Hands in Muddy Water, millions of versions out there. And it's a black guy doing a country record. You barely hear that.
I was born in Macon, Georgia. I kept my dad in the Macon jail. Daddy told me, son, if you keep your hands clean, yeah, well, you won't have to hear them bloodhounds on your trail. Well, I fell in with bad companions, robbed a man up in Tennessee. They caught me way down in Nashville, yeah, well, they locked me up and throwed away. They wouldn't come clean. I tried to do what my dad told me. Yeah. Well, I must have washed my hands in a muddy stream.
We were down down in the mines in the belly of the earth, scratching and digging for all we was worth. Me and Ed Johnson and a colored man, Clyde, working in a sweating side by side. Well, Clyde's foot slipped and he fell against Ed. I shut off my mouth and I lost my head. I called him a nigger and I shoved him back. And I reminded him that his color was black. He never said a word, not even a sigh. Just a hurt expression and a tear in his eye. I tried to tell him that he was acting like a kid, 'cause I was real proud of the deed I had did. When all of a sudden, I heard a loud crack, and a great big timber hit me right across the back. As the mine caved in, I fell to the ground, my face in the mud. I was belly down. When I came to, I heard a man groan. I heard some digging and a slight little moan. I felt somebody lifting the timber from me. The pain was unbearable, but at least I was free. He lifted me up and he started to walk. And as he was walking, he started to talk. He was talking to the Lord like a personal friend, begging and pleading for the light to come in. I saw Ed Johnson as dead as he could be. And here was this black man trying to save me. There came a big flash and the wall caved in. And there was the rescue, 19 men. They took us up top, what a pitiful sight. Kin folks and loved ones there in the night. With no one to claim me or to reach for my hand, I gave thanks to heaven for that strong black man. Now with each day that passes, I say my own prayer and offer a blessing that the black man was there. I still hear him praying for the rescue that night and holding me close and trying to calm my fright. I relive these memories just day after day, and there is only one thing left to say. He lit my darkness and made me understand that I am only human like the strong black man.
Yeah, that's one for all the strong black men, and also for the weak black man out there. That was Hank Penny. Yes,
chills.
He was. Hank Penny in 1970, he recorded that. And we just played a song with the N-word. Yes, we did. But it's an educational record, and it's good when country artists do this. Hank Penny was not... he always stood up. I think I remember reading somewhere that he was always standing up for the artists at King Records, because Sid Nathan, the owner of King Records, was known to be pretty much an asshole. His artists were more like slaves than actual employees. And I think Hank Penny was always the one to go to his desk and say, come on, man, you not do this. So, yeah, good guy. In the time between his early recordings when he did Western Swing, late 40s and early 50s, and that time, late 60s, Hank Penny was actually a TV comedian. He was bad, but he was a comedian on TV, and I'm pretty sure he was a good guy. Yeah, The Strong Black Man on the Wasp label. Scott,
that's a good one.
I know.
We normally are playing original 45s in this show, but today with the topic that we've kind of tried to stick to, or well, at least for the beginning, we don't have so many of these style of songs because
all limited.
Yeah,
really.
Well, they're probably more out there, but we just don't have,
don't have them
available
yet
for us right now. So this is a repro, unfortunately, but I don't think it's something I could ever own.
That's an impossible thing, I would say.
Yeah, this is the repro popcorn label. So Preach and Talk by Roy Corwin.
It's a great record. No, nothing to the topic, but it's a great record.
Don't you give me that preach and talk when I'm a funny that way. I don't try to tell me what's right or wrong, 'cause it don't mean much.
beach today. If I wanna dance, I'm gonna dance along. And if I wanna sing, I'm gonna sing a song. If I don't wanna laugh, then I'm gonna cry. And if I don't wanna live, then I'm gonna die. But don't you give me that preaching talk when I'm a funny that way. Don't try to tell me what's right or wrong, cause it don't mean much today. If I wanna sleep, I'm gonna sleep all night. If I'm feeling mad, then I'm gonna fight. If I don't like them big, then I like them small. And if I'm a liar, I don't care at all. But don't you give me that preaching talk when I'm a funny that way. Don't try to tell me what's right or wrong, cause it don't mean much today. If I wanna rush, I'm gonna do things fast. And if I wanna creep, I'm gonna do things last. If I really hate coffee and I don't like tea, it doesn't really matter long as I like me. But don't you give me that bridge and talk, well, I'm a funny that way. Don't try to tell me what's right or wrong, cause it don't mean much today. If I wanna jump, that's what I'm gonna do. And if I wanna scream, I'm gonna do that too. If I don't wanna leave, then I'll stay behind. And I can do what I want because it's my own mind. Well, don't you give me that bridge and talk, well, I'm a funny that way. Don't try to tell me what's right or wrong, mean much today.
Preaching love,
next time you see me, things won't be the same. Yes, next time you see me, things won't be the same. And if it hurts you, my darling, you only have yourself to blame. Like a true sin, all that shine is not gold. Yes, like a true saying, all that shine is not gold. And like the good book say, you got to read just what you sow. Where you lied, cheated, oh, for so long. Where you lied, cheated, oh, for so long. You're just a wrong-done woman, another queen is on your throne.
This song, I forgot that this works perfect in a different context. It's supposed to be a love song, but yeah, according to the subject we have today, this is pretty good. Junior Parker was that. That was Past His Sun Times. That was on Duke. I think that's 59 or something. One of his many great Duke recordings. Next time you see me, things won't be the same. And I guess that's how it is. So if that's not time for a change now,
change.
Yes,
let's
then
not go
this
back
is
to
the time.
How it used to be after all of the.
Yeah, that's why. That's why. fighting. I, you know, this whole thing now is at a point where saying, okay, we did some action and that's all right for me for a few days. I'm going back home. That is not the time to do that. So. Yeah.
Keep going until something changes.
Yes.
And so this one is for all the cities that are falling down there, getting tired or whatever. Town of Broken Dreams. Don't let it be that way.
Yes.
Let's actually, I've had some contact with friends in Minneapolis where there's a lot of bad news, but there's also is bringing the community together. Like I've talked to my old boss, and this is they're actually
There is positive energy that brings people together.
All the neighbors are hurting, helping each other. Everyone's giving what they can and they're looking out for each other. And it's kind of it seems to me they're bringing the community a lot closer than it ever was before. So hopefully, chills. So, hopefully, this is something that stays this way. So this one is Joe Casey on my favorite label, Honeybee.
Yes, on the five records that Honeybee ever brought out, this is one of them.
And this one is Town of Broken Dreams.
The town of broken dreams. When beyond my glory will listen to me well, I've got a little story that I want to tell. I had me a man who loved me a lot, until I was presented with all that I've got. Now we were both so happy with our newfound romance, until a talent scout came and offered me the chance to take me to the city where he said I would make good. He offered me a screen test and fame in Hollywood. Now Johnny didn't want me to take this lucky break, said I was in for trouble and lots of real heartache. He said once you get started you'll never ever stop, you'll sacrifice your mind and soul just to reach the top. Now Johnny said with pity, it's not all that it seems, but at last I reached the city, the town of broken dreams. How true that proverb was, I just didn't realize, till I saw I'd been blinded by stardust in my eyes. Well, yes, I got in movies the way I thought I would, but I soon learned the heartache that lies in Hollywood. I started in to dangle like a puppet on a string. My manager and agent said it didn't mean a thing. The town I thought was heaven was closing in on me, and soon my nerves were shattered by popularity. I knew I couldn't keep up with this fast-moving life. I wish that I'd have stayed home and been sweet Johnny's wife. I gathered all my courage and left for my home state, but when I finally got there, I knew I was too late. While Johnny had been patient and waited long for me, he now was very settled with a happy family. So now I'm back in pictures, but I'm so doggone sad. I'd gladly give my fortune for all that I once had. 'Cause nighttime is the worst time. I hear his voice, it seems, repeating that old proverb. The town of broken dreams.
I met a well made up girl one day, just a walking down the street. She did the bumps and her lines so close to me, and then I said, "Won't you come along with me?"
Now like a cheetah, she comes, she comes, she comes. Like a cheetah, she comes, she comes, she comes. Like a cheetah, she comes, she comes, she comes, she comes.
I'm not sure about this record.
Yeah.
It is, I always liked that record, but you may have learned in the past that I'm not a garage expert. I love garage records, but I really can't remember many things for some reason. I don't know why, but I always knew this song, and I found this. I had it on a compilation, and I just read that this song is called Out of Breath, and yeah, that's for George Floyd, but I couldn't hear him sing anything like that, so I'm not sure if that's correct. This song is entitled Out of Breath by the Peanut Gallery. Did you hear that? I didn't, but
the way he was singing sounded like he might be out of breath.
Yes, it sounded like he was out of breath when he was singing. Yeah, but some grass for you.
Well,
what
then
you got for me?
Some mercy.
Mercy.
This is not really the subject either of the lyrics, but the title is a little bit.
Let's get a little
mercy.
Positive now.
So,
yes.
Yeah, let's get positive.
Here's a classic.
And it is my birthday. Hee hee.
She did it. I was.
And this is my wish. Fairbowl asked me what I wanted to do, and I said I want to do a podcast with a few records dedicated to the U.S.
the
situation right now. So
I'm a person who hates birthdays, especially my own. I once forgot my own birthday because I hate it so much. And yes, happy birthday, Skaba. Highfalutin Mama got many years older. Is she antique or is she vintage now?
I asked if how old you have to be retro or vintage. He said I'm before BC.
So
this one is
the Collins Kids.
Yeah.
Again,
we had just Lori Collins last time. Yeah. So this is Larry and Lori.
Both of them going
together.
Wild. I think it's
this is a classic for sure.
Record.
Yeah. And this is Columbia label. So
let's get some energy in here.
Wow, mercy.
My baby is the one for me. Mercy, what my baby does to me, yeah, me. Mercy, what my baby does to me. When my baby embraces me, he sure don't know what he does to me. When he whispers that he loves me so, makes my pulse go, go, go. Mercy, what my baby does to me, yeah, me. Mercy, what my baby does to me. Oh, let's get it now. He sure don't know what he does to me. Mercy, what my baby does to me, yeah, me. Mercy, what my baby does to me. Mercy me. We'll be right back.
But, oh no. Yeah, now you know who it is. The Linkster. I played some Linkster. I wanted to play some Kinda Nuts. I was looking for it on a Nortner LP because the whole thing is Kinda Nuts. But I didn't find it. I played the wrong record. But anyway, that was Growling Guts. And I'm playing the Linkster because that's a nice bridge I can build here. In our last show, I played Bunker Hill. The Girl Can Dance, absolute deadly monster. You all know this. And I didn't actually introduce it, and that's what I'm doing now. And the funny thing is, for those who don't know, and probably everybody knows it, but Bunker Hill, all his crazy recordings he did for Mala, were actually together with Link Raines Rayman. And Bunker Hill himself, he was a gospel singer in a church. And then Link Raines Rayman said, "Hey man, you want to do some devil's music? You know, you're a gospel singer.
Sell your soul."
Yes, he sold his soul. And I mean, that was something I would love to witness. When a gospel singer goes to the studio with some guys who just invented the punk rock guitar, and the next thing that happens is The Girl Can't Dance. Pure history and just great. That's why I thought I'm going to put some Linkster behind
good.
It. Yeah, great.
Great.
That you brings cultures together. And the Bunker Hill, by the way, I think he recorded as Bunker Hill. I forgot his real name because he didn't. I guess he didn't want his gospel choir to know what he's doing in his spare time after church. And I'm really happy he did.
Surname, whatever. There's also, we have this, a lot of people who are listening to the show see that there's a comment section in our website. And we have had, because I was just thinking, like, if people do know answers to questions that we have that we don't know the answers to.
I haven't asked many questions recently.
No, but you just said you didn't know for sure about his name, so.
Well, I can probably Google that, but hey, it's much cooler if one of our five
or
listeners...
Or if we have a mistake, like we have been notified of a mistake we made recently on the Pistolero record.
Of course, we just... it's not an accident. Of course, we put some mistakes here and there so you can find them and keep them for free.
Yes, of course. Keep them for free.
No. We're doing this thing,
we appreciate those kind of things, though.
Yes,
that's right. We're not perfect. We don't know everything.
Nobody
especially me.
Is.
Bearable's here, the intelligent one.
What the heck? No, I just say what comes in my head, and probably most of the things I know are just things I read years ago, and I thought that's how I remember it. Probably it's not even half the truth, but
interesting facts, though.
Yes.
And this one is a record I just arrived in my mailbox today, so
what
I just
it?
Thought I'd play it because I just got it.
You did that last time, and the day before, and the show before that, because she always...
one I've been waiting for, it's been over a month, so it finally showed up.
This is
Bobby and the Bright Lights, Huntsville, Rock and Twist.
Rock and Twist. when I hear titles like this, I always think of the Hokey Pokey Rock or something.
Whenever I think of the Huntsville, though, for me, we used to always go drive from Waxahachie to Houston to visit friends, and we stop at Huntsville, where the prison is.
I don't know.
It's mostly known for the prison because it's a huge prison. There's a town, Huntsville, too, but... And across from the prison, there's a really big thrift store, and my sister owned a thrift store, so we would go there all the time. And I get these vegan boots there, the old prison boots.
And they
weren't very nice because they were cheap and they were vegan. And at this time, it was hard to find vegan boots.
Yeah.
But sometimes we would find crucifixes in them. So this would meant that these prisoners have died. So it was kind of creepy, actually. But that's my Huntsville story.
That's a story to tell.
And I wouldn't rock and twist in those boots.
No.
But this is Huntsville Rock and Twist.
What is that label? It looks like a...
Oh, yeah, this is the Rex, Rex Records.
Sometimes
I found that I would say the label record, but this one is Rex Records label. So let's hear it.
Here we go.
Place in Huntsville, it's a place the kids can't resist. They do a brand new dance and they call it the Huntsville Rock and Twist. See those guess each evening it's a sight that should not be missed. The beat is crazy wild when they're doing the Huntsville Rockin' Twist. First you bend your knees and then you bend your back. Your back comes up and down and round. They meet right here from far and near and do that twist around.
What an incredible killer that is. I mean, that's probably one of my favorite harmonica monsters. Billy Boy Arnold, I Wish You Would. Just, wow, I had to play that because it's just so great. Did you notice that when...
he slapped my hand away from when I wanted to turn it down and turn my record on.
No, we were just acting like this. You know, when it gets down in the break and you think like, oh, okay, the band's slowing down and the volume goes down, I think it's fading out, and then comes this screaming harmonica and starts all over again. And wow, pure energy. Great.
That's a good one.
Yep. What you got?
I, I pulled out an LP.
What is it?
Yeah, this one is not available on 45. So.
But it's an original LP, so yes. It's all original.
It's
so
Dorsey good. Burnett.
Mm-hmm, you know who that is.
Hardworking man.
I can't tell if I prefer Johnny or Dorsey of the brothers. Well, I think they're both great. Both.
Yeah, they both have their fails and their wins.
Fails, not really. I mean, they were so prolific songwriters. And I mean, of course, the Burnett brothers in the Johnny Burnett trio were, of course, the classics, but I think they did so much stuff after that, and here's one of that. A working man's song.
I live in a shack up by the railroad track. I work all day and I break on my back. Go home in the evening from the blistering sun. Lord, give me strength to get this week's work done. I'm a hard working man. Come a Saturday morning, I gotta rise and shine. Pay on the things I done bought on time. Heading back to my shack, I done spent ever since. What am I gonna do when they come for the rent? I'm a hard working man. Up a Sunday morning with my Bible in my hand, headed for the church to hear the preacher man. Down on my knees, Lord, I beg and I pray, me to find another way someday. I'm a hard working man. When I lay down my burden, take me by the hand, lead me over yonder in the promised land. Grant one wish, cause Lord, I know you can. A setting down job for this hard working man. I'm a hard working man. I'm a hard working man.
Well, I done got over it. Lord, I done got over it. You know I done got over it. Well, I done got over it. Well, I done got over it. I done got over at last. Now the day that I first met you, such a sweet little thing. But after a while, you got so bad. You know it was a crying shame, but I done got over. Lord, I done got over. Well, I done got over. I done got over that last. Now, I was so in love, I was miserable. Although I know my love was in vain. Cause every time that I turned my back, you was out with some other man. But I done got over it. Lord, I done got over it. Well, I done got over it. I done got over that last. To be no angel, I neither no gal with jive. All I wanted was some good woman just to keep me satisfied. But I done got over it. I done got over it. Well, I done got over it. I done got over it.
I think I should update Ooh. My R&B collection.
You should clean that record. I'm not sure.
There is no more cleaning on this one. Remember last time I played you the Otis Blackwell? And do they sound more hammered every time I play it? Guitar Slim and his band. Done got over it. Great double cider. And yes, look at that. This has been hit by a truck, I guess. But classic, great record on Specialty.
I done got over it.
Yes, I think I done got over it, thinking this would be a good copy of the record. That right here.
The next record I have is Thunder Lightning. I have like four Thunder and Lightning, Lightning and Thunder, different versions of different songs.
It's a whole thunderstorm.
Yeah. And this is on REF Records.
That's
Steve.
Not the RAF.
REF. Oh, so yeah. And but this is Steve Shuma, Thunder Lightning.
My baby called me on the telephone. Says, come over, it's a thunderstorm. She met me at the door with a hug and a squeeze. Like lightning struck me, I got weak in the knees. Thunder, lightning, storm and rain, you're as welcome as a newborn babe. My darling's frightened, gotta hold her tight. So thunder, lightning, stay all night. What can I do? I can't leave her alone. I'll have to stay till the storm is gone. The thunder clashing, lightning all about. And dim, 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 the lights are going out. Thunder, lightning, storm and rain, you're as welcome as a newborn babe. My darling's frightened, gotta hold her tight. So thunder, lightning, stay all night. Now the lights are coming back on. The storm is leaving, it comes at dawn. The blue sky peeking through that morning gray. So please, Mr. Lightning, won't you stay? Thunder, lightning, storm and rain, you're as welcome as a newborn babe. My darling's frightened, gotta hold her tight. So thunder, lightning, stay all night.
What was that great rhythm guitar in there? I forgot that. It was a Kesha-like rhythm guitar, best
great.
Ever. Okay. Well, I was in the mood to play some more Hammond R&B. Little by little, Junior Wells.
I guess I don't feel you like I used to do.
Little by little, I'm losing you, but I can see.
Bit by bit, your love slips away from me.
Thank you.
in my car, but I was scared I might see what I was looking for. Little by little, I'm losing you that I can see. Bit by bit, your love slips away from me.
Classic. Junior Wells, Little by Little. We're almost at the end of the show. It was kind of special. I hope you found some interesting things and some motivation for all you out there. And the last two records we're going to play, one is called Take the Hint, which is for you to take the hint about the next record that we play after that. And
so just leave it as a surprise, or
we, we're gonna probably just do that. And but this one here is a I play this from a repro, Take the Hint by, man, I forgot who that is.
Smokey Whitfield.
Smokey with an I. Is that a typo? Kazi gave this to us. That's a repro. Kazi is the guy we announced last time as the devil and the monkey in one person. Just one more thing I like to say. We did this live stream thing on Facebook, and I think for me that was a one-time experience, my first in touch with being on Facebook, and nothing worked, a technical disaster, and in the end everything was muted. I was making a fool of myself, and it had even no sound, and it was fun to do because
there were some great
we loved
guys
the two
there,
guys
so,
yes yeah. Shout out to Shaking Kazi and JK King. Fantastic guys.
Yeah.
And he gave us a repro of Take the Hint. And after that, something funny for. But yeah, just listen.
Scary and funny.
Man, if your wife has locked you out of the house, you say, honey, please open the door. And a voice comes from the inside that says, man, she don't want you no more. Take the hint. That's right, man, take the hint. You know, there ain't no use fussing and standing there cussing. Just take the hint. Now, if you walk around to the side door, you peep right in the screen, and there stands a cat about 6 feet four, the biggest cat you've ever seen. Man, take the hint. That's right, take the hint. And it ain't no use weeping and standing there peeping. Just take the hint. Now pick up on this, man. If your wife has a habit of talking in her sleep, she says, oh, Charlie, I love you so. I want more kiss, please, Willie. Man, and your name happens to be Joe. Take the hint. That's right, listen to me. Take the hint. Dad, it ain't no use moaning and laying there groaning. Take the hint. Take the hint, man. Some evening, and you stagger in tired and beat, and you find your clothes and everything you own sitting out in the street. Take the hint, man. That's right, take the hint. Ain't no use to call a phony, man. Just dig up some alimony and take the hint. Yes, brother, take the hint. Take the hint. She's gonna steal every cent. Your married life is spent. Yes, listen to me, brother. Listen and take the hint.
He was a five-star general when he was overseas, and he led our boys through times as hard as these. Now he's a five-star president back in Washington, and he'll lead us to a way of life that doesn't need a gun. The first star is for bravery in wartime and in peace.
The second for a heart that's strong and true. The third star is for loyalty and taking on the job. Protector of the red, the white, the blue. He was a five-star general when he was overseas, and he led our boys through times as hard as these. Now he's a five-star president back in Washington, and we know that what he says he'll do is just as good as done. The fourth star is for honesty and always playing fair, no matter what the other fellas do. The fifth star's for the love he has and understanding too, for all the simple folks like me and you. Star general when he was overseas, and he led our boys through times as hard as these. Now he's a five-star president back in Washington, and he'll make this world a whole lot better place for everyone.
Take the hint.